I'm Josh, and this is The Week's Wonder, where we fax the history of the iPod and this week's top 5 new music in the charts. May Day is the European Festival of Ancient Origins, marking the beginning of summer, usually celebrated on the 1st of May, around halfway between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. Festivities may also be held the night before, known as May Eve. Traditions often include gathering wildflowers and green branches, weaving floral garlands, crowning a May Queen, and setting up a maypole, May Tree, or May Bush around which people dance. And here's the history of the iPod. On October 23rd, 2001, Apple unveiled the first iPod, a groundbreaking device that could hold up to 1,000 songs in a compact, portable format. The original iPod featured a mechanical scroll wheel for navigation, a 5GB hard drive, and a monochrome LCD display. It was compatible with Mac computers and required iTunes software for syncing music from a computer. Over the years, Apple released numerous iterations of the iPod, each with improvements in storage, capacity, design, and features. The iPod Mini, introduced in 2004, offered a smaller form factor and came in a variety of colours. The iPod Nano, introduced in 2005, featured a slim design with a colour display and support for photos. The iPod Shuffle, introduced in 2005, was a compact, screenless device designed for users who preferred random playback. And the iPod Touch, introduced in 2007, was similar in design to the iPhone, but lacked cellular capabilities. It offered a touchscreen interface and access to the App Store. Here's this week's top 5 new music in the charts. At number 5 is Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. At number 4 is Down Bad by Taylor Swift. At number 3 is The Tortured Poet Department by Taylor Swift. At number 2 is Too Sweet by Hoosier. And at number 1 is Fortnite by Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone. You've been listening to this week's The Weekly Wonder. Join me next week for another episode.